AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Texas Governor Greg Abbott described the gunman who killed 19 children and two adults at an elementary school in Uvalde evil.
Anyone who shoots his grandmother in the face has to have evil in his heart. But it is far more evil for someone to gun down little kids.
The parent of one victim said her 10-year-old daughter didn't want to go to school yesterday, perhaps knowing something bad was going to happen. Sarah Arizmendi's niece was killed. She describes her as a good kid.
She was very sweet.
Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer is asking Republicans to finally act on guns.
With 19 little kids dead.
Please, damn it, please. Think if it was your child or grandchild.
But Schumer notes the prospects of GOP senators shifting course and helping pass substantial laws to curb gun violence are very slim, even as leader Mitch McConnell blasted the shooting.
It's literally sickening.
Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville said regulating guns won't solve anything. This is a mental health issue.
Guns are not the problem, okay? People are the problem.
New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker says that's the problem. Minds are made up. It doesn't matter if more kids died.
This is just going to be the same thing as it was after Parkland, after Newtown. Here, nothing is changing.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The mass shooting in Texas invaded the death penalty trial of Florida's campus killer, Nicholas Cruz. His lawyers argued over whether potential jurors should be questioned directly about the nation's latest gun tragedy. A candlelight vigil to honor George Floyd's memory at the intersection where he died is scheduled in Minnesota on the second anniversary of the black man's death at the hands of police. This is AP News. A day after the mass shooting in Texas, a hearing was held in the Senate for a nominee to run the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, President Biden's nominee for ATF Director Stephen Dettelbach says if confirmed, he would advance the cause of public safety.
I vow to never let politics in any way influence my actions.
Senate Judiciary Chair Dick Durbin says he's qualified and needs to be confirmed.
This spot went vacant for 4 years. Why? Because the gun groups want it to go vacant. They don't want a strong agency doing its job.
Biden had to withdraw his first ATF nominee after stalling for months because of opposition from Republicans and some Democrats. The NRA claimed it campaigned to keep David Chipman from the post. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.